taking you back to 2002, I'm a new assistant professor at Thomas Jefferson University Medical School, and I'm convinced that we can do better teaching science to inner city kids. And I had just really been using zebrafish as a model for human disease, and I thought these fish would be great in a classroom. And so, like most scientist dads, I figured I'd experiment with my kids. So I took them into my kids' class thinking we could they could set up crosses, they could look at the embryos, and I lined these kids up behind the microscope, all fifth graders, and they're punching each other, and they're not really behaving. And I realized, you know, I may be a scientist, but I do not know how to manage a classroom of kids. Now, fortunately, I met Jamie Shuda, who's a science teacher, and she heard my idea, and she thought, Steve, you know, this could work. And so together, we started this program, BioEyes, to excite kids about science. And they bring in male and female fish, and they set up a cross, and they collect the embryos. And this is male, female, sperm, egg, embryo. This is sex, right? This is United States. But because fish, they just swim near each other, and there's no mechanical issue to discuss. Nobody gets upset. In fact, when the kids ask about human stuff, like they'll say, you know, do the fish have to kiss for the sperm to come out or something? You just say, you know, talk to your parents about that. If you want to know about humans, talk to your parents, but today we're doing fish. So anyway, as this program started to grow, I remember my mentor saying, you know, Steve, you're not going to get tenure. It's distracting from your science. And all I could say is, you know, I'm so glad I did not listen to those folks, because I remember getting this letter written to Jamie in 2002. It said, "Dear Jamie, thank you for coming to our class. I hope you didn't think we were the worst class, because all our teacher always says that. Thank you for teaching us the petri dish, the embryos, the microscope. No one ever spent a week in our class, and I'm happy that someone was you, a.k.a. junior scientist Dasha. And I'm just happy to say that we're coming up on our 100,000th kid worldwide with BioEyes. Many kids in Baltimore have it, and thank you.